I'm going to go ahead and get us started.
Please.
Oh.
Sooner begun, sooner done.
Is that going to be on your tombstone?
What's that?
Is that going to be on your tombstone?
Yes, exactly. That's why I was born 2 weeks early.
Yeah, it shows.
Right. Yeah, thanks.
Those you look older rough, than you could be.
Those were a rough fucking 2 weeks, let me tell you. All right.
We've seen you staggering out of the work week, but now it's time to buck up, little camper. The weekend is here. This is a needcoffee.com podcast, and we're going to help you the rest of the way home. Stand by for Weekend Justice.
Welcome to a needcoffee.com podcast, and we're back with the Weekend Justice. We skipped last week because everybody was off trying to have lives and shit, and of course that way only leads to chaos and madness. So we're back once again. With me in the Hall of Weekend Justice, we have a pretty good turnout. We have our Minister of Music for the evening, Tuffley, is here. Hello, Tuffley.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello. We have Scott C., our Minister of Naughty Bits, is here as well.
Fuck you all.
Ken, you sound so different.
Alrighty then.
Operators are standing by.
That's right. $2.50 for the first minute, 99 cents for each additional minute. As you already heard, Doc Ezra is here, our Minister of Gaming and whatnot.
Yay.
Yay. And, of course, Ken Plume is here as well, the Minister of Free Shit.
When does this end? I got a life to catch.
It's already run you over, my friend.
Bastards.
I know. So we were discussing before we actually got started, as we were trying to come up with an agenda and failed, that the main topic of conversation of Indiana Jones. Ken and I are the only ones who've seen it. So Ken, I think we can say that we've done our duty in trying to keep at least some people away from theaters from seeing it. So I think you know, bravo for us. You know.
Yeah, but come on, it's like Heston at the end of Soylent Green. Nobody listens.
Or McCarthy at the end of the original Invasion of the Body Snatchers. Watch the skies! You're next!
Way to take one for the team anyway.
Yeah, we appreciate that. Actually, what's funny is Siege, who of course, I'm sure you all saw his very short review, when I told him I was going to go see it anyway, said, are you sure? You know, I've already seen it. You can just say that you have. So... God bless him.
What a nice boy.
I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Okay. Well, we're done. So we're done with that.
So what do you want to
talk about,
Ken? If
anyone else
wants
to, by all means, don't let me shut down the conversation.
What else are we going to talk about, Ken?
No. So Scott, what were you saying?
No, I'm asking Ken, what are we going to talk about?
Oh, I have no plans.
Yeah.
I just sit here and wait for it to end.
Yes. Just like his life.
Kind of like the rest of his life.
Exactly.
That's on my tombstone.
Which he's already got carved. But they sent it to him for free, so.
Oh, I got my tombstone comped.
Exactly. Of course, it was comped from Mattel. But...
I got my tombstone from ThinkGeek.
Cha-ching! Nice plug.
Gotta make the money somehow.
I fucking tell you what.
Speaking of which, I'm holding my titanium spork. Are you?
They didn't send me a titanium spork.
You didn't ask.
I got the titanium spork.
Is that a euphemism?
No, I actually got the titanium spork. It's made for, like, Italian eyes.
No, but Scott, Ken didn't get his from Adam and Eve.
No. I got it from ThinkGeek.com.
Oh, yes.
Sure. Uh-huh.
They wash you.
They didn't throw a titanium spork into your Indiana Jones hat?
No. I'm sporkless. I'll request one later.
We need to isolate that.
Isolate what? The titanium spork?
No, you're sporkless.
That is not a good name for a band, but it is a pretty good name for an album. So let me ask this then. Since we're done with Indiana Jones, and really, who isn't, is there anything coming up this summer that anyone is excited about going to go see?
No.
I'll say Get Smart, but I'm going to get mobbed.
Dark Knight?
Well, Get Smart, I will say this.
Who's looking forward to Get Smart? Tuffley?
Tuffley said he was looking forward to Get Smart.
What?
Might be a rental.
What's the matter? You still have faith after Evan Almighty?
No, it's an interesting casting, and I'm curious to see how it works out.
How is it interesting? It seemed like it's flavor of the month shoved into it, almost a no-brainer role, and they could only fail, which it looks like they will. I don't see the interesting casting part of it.
Ken Bloom hates a film. In other news, water is wet. Film at 11.
Hey,
wow.
Doc, though you may be right in your assessment, I still would like Tuffley to explain himself.
I just thought Carell was an interesting casting choice.
Because he's hard to cast at this point? What?
Mostly, yeah. But I just thought it was an interesting casting choice. And I've got really nothing else to look forward to this summer as far as movies go. So.
Really?
So, yeah, I'll go for that one. Just for it. Just for that.
And Scott, you said Dark Knight, right?
Yes, I did.
So, I'm looking forward to Dark Knight.
So what's wrong with it, Ken?
What's that?
I was neither here nor there on Batman Begins. So, you know, I neither loathe
I've
it
heard that about
or
you.
Love it. So, you know, I'm not particularly enthused about going to the theater to see it one way or the other.
What are you particularly enthused about, Ken?
I don't know. I'm watching the clock right now. When does this end?
Do you want to see?
We're doing a special 3-hour one tonight, Ken, just to torture you.
Oh, don't get me wrong. Around about hour two,
yeah,
I'll make all regret it.
Don't worry, you already are.
Which hasn't gotten into doing Dark Side of the Moon yet?
Hold on, I got to mark down. I'm ahead of schedule. Now, what were you saying, Tuffley?
I was going to say, Witch hadn't gotten into the half of Dark Side of the Moon yet, so that'll be an hour or two.
Oh, no, that's the wall. Dark Side of the Moon's playing right now. don't you feel how it's eerily syncing up?
That would be hilarious.
Did that make Ken the Wicked Witch of the West?
I hope everyone has started the Dark Side of the Moon cast for Weekend Justice this week.
Yeah, we sent out the memo. Later on there'll be a special edition where it's synced up for you for those people who can't.
The second audio channel.
That's right.
Yes, actually, our podcast is meant to be synced with the second Dio album.
Wow.
Did that one just for Widge and Tuffley. Now what were you asking about?
I don't know.
What movie are you looking forward to?
I'm not really I have no faith in films anymore. I don't care one way or the other. I see them when I see them, or when I have to see them. I'm just not enthused. I've been burned too many times to care one way or the other. I don't
you
go
need,
in
like, Prozac or something, or I mean, what do you look forward to? Do you have just like a soulless existence where you just go like spewing your negativity here and there and on our podcast?
What do you look forward to? It's not negativity, bitch. Shut up and listen. The fact is,
I think you look forward to saying that.
Just because I do not particularly look forward to anything doesn't mean I'm particularly negative about it. I just have zero expectations, so I can't say I'm looking forward to anything. If I'm pleasantly surprised by something, that's all well and good. But I'm not looking forward to anything.
The planet neutral.
Well, see, if you set your expectations low, then you're, you know.
It's just sometimes you can't set them low enough, like with Indiana Jones.
We're not talking about that anymore.
Oh, sorry, sorry. I didn't mean to do the first. So let me ask you this, Ken. What was the last thing?
We'll call it the film that shall not be named. How about that?
The film that shall not be named?
Yes.
Indiana Jones?
Just like with Voldemort, if you say it in the last book, then George Lucas appears and takes more money from you.
Or like Beetlejuice, a sequel will appear.
Gina Davis needs a job.
Ken, let me ask you this, just for the record, what was the last film that pleasantly surprised you?
Insert Jeopardy theme here.
Actually, I know exactly what he's doing.
I don't think this is a delay.
He's going chronologically backwards in his watching history to find the last one. I can see him flipping back through the filing cabinet right now.
Enjoy anything?
The last one that pleasantly surprised me one way or the other, chronologically?
Yes.
St. Trinians.
Really?
Yes.
Which I have not seen.
Right. But the
trailer actually looked amusing.
Never released in the U.S. It was actually, you know, it was nothing terribly special, but it was a nice, pleasant diversion.
There you go.
As comedies go. I mean, I'm sure it's no Get Smart.
Not much can be, really.
Nothing can. Here he's got a cool desk in that.
Seriously, I think we need to hold a collection to get Ken some antidepressants.
He's not depressed.
No, he's really not.
No, he's apathetic. He's going to, like, start cutting himself to feel anything.
No, I think
but
he feels
got,
a lot when he's cutting
emo.
You down, actually. He's cutting you pretty good, Scott. I don't think he needs to cut himself.
Haven't you figured out that's why he shows up yet?
He has plenty to look forward to.
This is how I stand.
Like the rest of us.
Good God. Doc, what are you looking forward to?
Dark Knight's probably about it. I haven't seen a trailers for anything else that looks particularly entertaining.
Yeah, you're all criticizing me. Doc ain't little Mary fucking Sunshine right now, is he?
I would never in a million years equate Doc to little Mary anything.
Fucking Sunshine is what I said. Little Mary.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying.
So, you criticize me.
Maybe
at least
little,
you mentioned a movie.
Little,
you said nothing.
Oh, he said plenty. It's just not anything that you like.
I think I've made myself.
No, he didn't mention any movie he's interested in. At least he said At least Doc said Dark Knight.
God, seriously, man, calm down. It's not that important. It's just a podcast.
So Ken might need antidepressants, but Scott needs some lithium. I swear.
Yeah, something like that.
Wait, you got some?
Got lithium. There's a T-shirt. There's the T-shirt. Got lithium.
There you go. So,
definitely we get your answer.
Yeah, yeah. That's pretty much it. Just a wide tundra of cinematic expectations here.
Oh, speaking of which, here's an agenda item for Tuffley.
Go ahead.
Wait, you said the secret word. No.
I said the secret word. $100. Tuffley, question for you. because I looked at the lineup for the rest of the year, and I'm not terribly impressed. Album-wise.
Yeah.
Is there anything coming up that looks worthwhile? I don't see any interesting artists dropping anything that looks like it's worth a listen in the U.S.
I'm kind of interested in the My Morning Jacket album, I have to say.
Their new album.
Evil Urges.
Is that the one that comes out, October, September?
They keep bumping the date. It's supposed to be out. Supposed to be out last month, and I think the date.
Now, why to me do they seem like a cross between the nitty gritty dirt band and Bare Naked Ladies?
Just hairier.
Although, Widge, mark that down for list. The Nitty Ditty Dirt Band.
The Nitty Ditty Dirt Band.
Let's see if anyone sues.
And Scott, we could actually have a version for you called the Nitty Titty Dirt Band.
Wait, it has to be 10.
Yeah, not so much.
I'm sorry.
He's minister of all naughty bits, not just the ones that please him.
I don't know, did you clear this with Scott first? He sounds a little disappointed in your assessment of his duty. You gonna be fine with assessing those?
Fine with assessing which?
I don't know. Are you fine ministering to all?
Ken.
What?
So, Ken, are you looking forward to anything this year? I mean, anything at all? Like movies?
Other than showing up in 2 more weeks to give you shit? I doubt it.
Wow.
Doc pretty much nailed
it. Who doesn't look forward to that?
I think Doc pretty much nailed it there. No, I'm curious to...
It's like I've been paying attention for years.
On the, like, it's hard to observe that and make a mental note. Obviously for Scott, but... Let's say on the TV front, I'm curious to see the realized versions of the Venture Brothers Season 3 episodes.
Yeah, that just started, first one, what was Sunday?
Last Sunday.
Yeah. Interesting start.
Especially considering their T-shirt club, right, Ken?
Yes, their T-shirt club.
Yes.
With a website put together by One Tusk.
Yeah, some guy, I don't know.
Some guy.
He works cheap.
Yes, he does. Too cheap.
Works cheap because he is.
Yes.
So he does
freer than beer, not as cheap.
What was that, Doc?
It's the only reason that Megan went for you, isn't it? You were a cheap date.
And she
knew you'd fall asleep early.
Well, better cheap than having to pay for it, right, Ken?
I don't have to pay for it. I get it comped.
again, from Mattel.
Pulled the switch after Steve New York turned him down.
And let's just say that my comp doesn't have to deal with, I don't know, various offender lists, huh, Scott?
Hey, I have not been convicted, okay, so you shut up.
I can't believe you actually did that as a follow up.
I can.
Not. Will you shut up? Don't say things like that. That's horrible. No, nothing that they've actually pinned on me.
Oh, I don't know. I've heard from the podcast you've done. I wouldn't talk. You freak.
What have you heard? Tell me.
I'm sorry. Who are the two people on this call who have a titanium spork connection? Don't know.
Oh,
you'd have one if they cared enough to send you one. You'd be holding it right now, feeling a king.
It's only a special love two grown men for sporks can have.
I didn't buy mine. Right. Mine was given.
Oh my God. That was almost painful. No, it was. There was no
almost. So where's the podcast
there?
Start?
Here, use my spork. I know. I thought this was just a warm up. Have we started?
Yeah.
I thought we were still discussing agenda items.
Yeah.
Are we doing a show?
I was waiting for Rob to show up.
Rob,
but yeah, to answer your question,
again.
My morning jacket.
Okay.
So
what was your assessment of the set they did on SNL?
I actually hadn't seen it yet. I've got it on TiVo, but I hadn't seen it yet.
You realize that was a month ago, right?
Yes.
What are you working through? The rest of Flash Gordon?
Was there more of Flash Gordon?
Yeah, unfortunately there was.
So sad.
It's cheap. It's Canadian.
Yeah, it's so cheap they can't even give the Hawkmen wings.
Yeah,
they glide.
I would just like to say that Tuffley's comment was directed towards Lee.
I would just like to take a moment to distance the rest of ourselves from Tuffley for that comment, because I think there's going to be probably some bloodshed on the X track.
I can honestly imagine that she has a serious problem with cheap Canadians.
Yeah, I'm hoping she can score me some.
You're like totally wrong. We can't get a buyer's market, and isn't that pretty much what she's waiting on?
Wow.
This is awesome.
We know the beer's cheap.
Oh, my. My. That's
what were you
awesome.
Saying, Tuffley?
Yes, Tuffley, what were you saying?
Can you insult another nationality while you're at it?
Let's have another international incident stemming from this podcast, please.
I hear the Belgians are an easy target.
Well, them and the folks from Zimbabwe. Aha, there.
Show them.
Any other starving country you want to go after now?
Wait, which country is Angelina Jolie adopting from next?
I don't know. Let's go to the map.
Let's go to the videotapes.
Let's go to the big board.
I think she's forming a pattern.
That's exactly right, Doc. Basically, if you take the pattern of the villages where she's adopted from and draw a line between them, you get a sigil of the Emperor God Mammon.
Yes, she needs 13 to open the portal.
Dude, we could pitch this. I think this is a great series.
13 children and a fair-haired husband.
NBC could buy it. You don't need a pilot anymore.
You don't need a plot anymore, man. Have you watched TV?
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah.
Still working through Flash Gordon. What are you watching right now, Tuffley?
And then after that, he's revisiting Torchwood.
Speaking of...
And maybe with a blowtorch.
Speaking of, a slight bit of news.
Blow Torchwood.
Yes.
Yes, definitely news.
Totally different series.
Yeah,
hold on.
Maybe...
There's your new name. Go.
Oh, okay. Thank you. And now, the BBC cleared technically a 5-episode miniseries for Torchwood to air on BBC One in the spring next year.
Why?
So... Don't know.
Hey,
but,
it's not the full 13 episodes.
Yeah, they're saying what they're going to do is they're going to air it on BBC One because it was airing on 2 last year.
Which would be airing on the side of caution.
Yeah.
Was that
supposed
to be a pun?
No. Because if it had been a pun, I would have given you the pun signal.
Put that away.
The pun sign has been lit.
I would have held out the fork.
You know what the great thing? Everything phases Tuffley.
Awesome.
So
yes,
yeah,
Tuffley,
there's your name.
Okay, there you go.
I would think after 7 years of this, you would have learned to just plow right through.
Yeah, but if you don't, you miss all the wonderful small moments.
They are very small.
I learned long ago to ignore the rest of you. You have to do the same.
What'd you say?
What?
Exactly.
Who was that?
I don't know. I'm sorry. I thought that was a voice in my head.
So have we confirmed?
Does it call you Batman too?
Have we confirmed yet, Tuffley, that Bern Gorman is officially gone from the series? Because obviously there's all the rumors that he's going to be playing Bill Sykes in the Oliver production in the West End.
Actually, that came through too. He is actually in that. That's official, that he's in
yes,
Oliver.
Yes, because we need the tiniest Bill Sykes you possibly could get to intimidate people.
Things I keep hearing float from, it's connected to who's
it's
season
finale.
It's
not the size of Sykes, it's how you use it.
Yeah. So,
are you saying that John Barrowman might have pulled strings in the theater community to get Bern Gorman the part?
Oh, probably.
Who knows?
Bitch, please.
Who can say?
I don't know. Are you going to say something or just say that?
Say what?
So, Tuffley, since we're having a conversation here.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that what that is?
Fuck you. So it looks like they have, at least for the short term, locked in Tennant into some kind of continuity with the most recent episode showing some kind of future that involves him as a more elderly, or at least the older version of the Doctor he's playing.
Yep, and it's also being written by the new guy running the show. So
yeah,
which
actually can write stories as compared to what Davies has turned into.
And I'm actually very interested to see where Moffat goes with this.
Well, apparently there were some rumors.
I love that notebook. That notebook looked cool.
What, that movie with Ryan Gosling?
No. The notebook she has, the design is very, I like it.
You know, he turns into
David
Carson, right?
It's made up like a TARDIS.
Yeah, okay, well, I'm sure they'll be selling it very shortly.
Well, hopefully they will, because it looks cool.
Well, her character offers.
You can buy it, and I'll get a free one.
So, here's my question.
Yeah.
What is there... Because I know there was a big hullabaloo about the rumor that the Neil would be writing some Doctor Who.
The Neil, yes.
Is that actually in the works, or is that all smoke?
Okay,
yeah,
here's
I
where
think
this...
much like the Stephen Fry thing, which still hasn't materialized, I think it's one of those that, it'd be great, everyone wants to do it, but whether the schedules align, and it's not like Neil isn't overcommitted as it is.
Yeah.
Well, very true.
Most of the speculation is coming from responses Neil gave on his blog about being asked about his meetings with Stephen Moffat. So he's not really giving an answer, but he's leaving the door open in a way that's causing internet rumors to start.
Well,
that
the one thing
happened.
I know the one thing
oh,
he did
no.
say is that if it ever did happen, he would announce it to the heavens, and there would be no question about it. So
yeah.
I don't know. The schedule's so odd for Who for the next few years anyway, with the specials and the delayed season.
Well, the thing is, though, I think it's a good idea. It gives Moffat time to get all his ducks in a row and not have to worry about, you know, rushing into a full season.
What ducks in a row? You got a fully running machine. He writes better than
Davies.
He's probably
going to have to get a new doctor. He's going to have to get... Like, maybe some other people are going to want to get out. He's going to want to bring
said, he's introduced a continuity issue that shows the existence of an older version of the Tennant Doctor.
Well, because they never that out continuity in a Doctor Who season.
Yeah, exactly.
So
well, I'm just saying, it's going to give him the luxury of getting everything going.
But I don't believe Tennant is. I think the only reason you're getting this breather is because Tennant has no intention of leaving.
Well, I think part of the reason we're
pacing it out. I don't think it's a breather as far as story wise. I think it's Tennant just said, "Listen, let me do a couple other things, and I'll come back and recommit." So, because I want to stay in the role.
I think it's also budgetary as well. because I think that's also why you get the shortened Torchwood season.
You get that.
I don't think that's the reason.
You know, okay, because I think the Canadians are no longer co-producing the show after this season. So I think that might have another. I think that might add another layer to this.
Now, why would they step away from that? It's been quite lucrative for them.
Well, that goes back to something the controller for the CBC was interested in funding more local programming than buying international stuff.
So what, Doctor Who A?
We have to throw our support to the Stargates.
You got a magic toque. Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry, a sonic toque.
Yeah.
He's a mounted Doctor Who.
This horse is bigger on the inside.
Oh. And, inside of a horse, it's two Dr. Reed.
Yeah.
Thank you.
But yeah, I think it's also budgetary. I think the short year, the Tennant Davies leaving thing kind of nicely dovetails with budget. Because supposedly when Moffat gets on board, there's supposed to be a huge, bigger budget. So I've heard.
Well, he's technically, I mean, when does his writing stint begin? With the movies?
No, Series 5.
No. Yeah.
So Davies is doing the movies and the Christmas special, which is already
Davies
shot.
Davies is doing this year's Christmas special and the three specials that are going to air
next
year.
He's doing all three specials?
Yeah.
That fucker.
So, yeah, he's doing, yeah, so Moffat officially...
Who's going to turn to Stardust this time?
Yeah, Moffat officially takes over as of episode 1 of Series 5.
That's
which is 2010.
However, he's already had influence on quite a few of the episodes this season. So, certain elements that have been carried over are somewhat of his doing.
Now, I know you watch, and I guess Scott watches. Widge, you don't watch.
I don't watch.
And Doc?
I lag behind by a season, but I watch.
So you're watching what, on Sci-Fi or DVD? How are you watching?
Some of both.
Okay.
I haven't caught any of the current season.
Okay, so you didn't see where he battled the giant Gila monster?
No.
And save the...
But I have seen,
the blitz, big breast women.
The witch?
Say again, Ken?
I was just fucking with him.
Oh, I know, but I wanted you to say it again.
Yeah, actually, I think he was throwing out Bertley episode.
I said, has he already been to the planet of the big-breasted women?
No, haven't seen the one they shot in Los Angeles.
Because we know that's an episode Davies would write.
Yeah, I have seen...
I think,
Davies would be scripts in the first two seasons.
Hang on, Scott. Go ahead, Doc.
Go ahead, Doc, sorry.
Moffat's written a couple of episodes in the first couple of seasons as well, yes?
One early in the season, he's handled what, the, what was the one with the kids and the gas mask stuff, Lee, the name of that one?
He did a Dr. Dance's Unquiet Child.
Yeah, but that was a two-parter.
It was the one that introduced Captain Jack.
Yeah, I remember that one. I'm familiar with some of the stuff he's done, and I like it better than most of the rest of the episodes I've seen.
So what was the last episode you watched?
What he does. I honestly couldn't tell you. Somewhere in season 3.
Boy, they're real standouts in your mind, aren't they?
Season 3 didn't have it. I didn't get far enough into 3 for the standouts, as I understand it.
No, you got to get later on. And then it goes crashing downhill, but later on, yeah.
I thought season 3 only came together at the end anyway. With the...
Yeah, I think the last one I saw was... the name of it, Blink?
Yeah, that was it.
I saw the one right before that and still haven't seen Blink.
Blink was a Moffat episode.
Blink was Moffat.
Yeah, I need to chase it down. But that's about where
it's really interesting. I was thinking about it, and Moffat is really good at creating characters that seem to have more of depth and could actually care. I mean, like Captain Jack. I mean, he could have been just for those two episodes, but he carried on.
Yeah. And then they destroyed him on
Sports. Terrible Club. Waste of that character, yeah.
Yeah.
And,
well,
and Moffat doesn't seem to lean nearly as heavily on the overly belabored Doctor pining away for whatever. I don't need another soap opera season of the Doctor. I've had it.
What I find interesting...
And I've had it with Rose.
What I find interesting in particular about Moffat's episode is Moffat's episode is where he takes basically that whole sort of... Basically a screw you to technically to whatever's going on in that current season.
Yes.
So like
I think the main issue is he actually knows how to write a story.
Yeah.
And Davies is not internally consistent with his stories. There are massive plot holes, there are massive character holes. He just does not know how to write a story. He manages to cobble it together and push
it
through.
Makes it big and loud.
Yeah.
Makes it big and loud. Big, loud, and shiny.
Moffat actually knows how to write.
Yeah. And
yeah, I almost
particularly
wonder if
on the...
half of Davies' problem is the fact that they gave him a budget to play with when they relaunched this series. That was the thing about the old Who that always stood out, is they weren't going to rely on the costumes or the visual effects. They couldn't. So it was all story. And Davies had too much to play with.
No, no. Davies would still be just as crap when it came to that if he had no budget. That's just his tendency.
Have you seen The Second Coming?
He's a soap opera guy.
Yeah.
No, I think it's one of those things. He's with the characters far too long. He's lost the plot.
Yeah. But, yeah, I'm real excited about Moffat stepping in. So.
Yeah, because like I said, and also the seasons have gotten very, you know, you look for the historical the historical romp, you know, there's patterns that you are getting too predictable.
Wow.
Turning into Star Trek.
On behalf of Widge, though, I'd like to thank everyone for participating in WhoCast. Do you have any agenda, Widge?
Oh, I'm just letting you guys run. I think it's great.
Let me guess. You've already done 17 posts and a Twitter in the time we were talking.
There they go, talking about Doctor Who again. Damn it.
Actually, you know what? I actually think you have. I'm going to go check the site and see if you posted anything while we were talking. I don't trust you not to.
I'm busy writing down what you guys are talking about so I can do the outline without having to listen to this shit again.
The outline or the edit?
Exactly.
When to cut into the awkward pause.
Oh, there's no cuts. Once we launch, we keep going.
Yeah, well, you know
editing?
What? That's your first mistake.
Yeah.
Actually, your first mistake was launching. Your second mistake was no edits.
Yeah, that's right. My third mistake was inviting some of you guys.
Your fourth mistake destroys us all.
That's right. And here it comes!
Beware the discombobulator.
Oh, God.
What, do you got a Think Geek ad on the site now?
What do you mean now?
Been there for a few weeks.
What do you mean
a
few weeks?
I really don't read the site.
We know.
The moment can...
We really don't read yours.
Doesn't faze me.
I know, especially since you can't get to it half the time.
Doesn't faze me. I got a spork.
And he knows how to use
it. I'm sure you and your spork will be very happy together.
It's a utilitarian tool, thank you.
Oh, my.
You're going to wish you had a spork when the world ends.
I'll just kill you and take yours.
I'd like to see you try.
Oh, God. The Spork Warrior.
Do we have the Mad Max music available?
I don't know. I could probably find it.
There's your next
I know
short
Ken's
story.
Got it.
There's your next short story, though, Widge. Spork at the
What's
edge
that?
Of forever.
Spork at the edge of forever? Wait, I'm writing that down. Edge of
You know
forever.
What makes a really good podcast? Listening to someone write something down.
Hey. I figure I got four other people on the line.
I know.
Why
aren't
you writing with clear, efficient strokes?
What are you talking about? Clear, efficient strokes? What?
I was doing color commentary on Widge writing.
He was fantasizing that he had a spork.
Is that color blue?
It's any color you like.
Now though, Widge, would you like
bonus
to inaugurate...
Bonus point for Tuffley bringing Floyd back in. I'm sorry, I just had to bestow the points.
Widge, would you like to start the new section of the podcast?
Which section would that be, Ken?
The section we'd like to call Two Straight Uninterrupted Moments with Doc Ezra.
Think you're up to color commentary on me watching a hockey game, Tuffley?
No, Tuffley, uninterrupted.
That was the first one. What's the second one?
The second, please.
Will you stop interrupting him?
Yes, Doc. Was your moment spent in meditation?
My moment was spent in meditation and seeing if they were going to call this guy for slashing.
It would have been really awkward if that was the moment that he had like an embolism or something, and we're just sitting there.
Well, I think it would have been the only thing that would have been better is Doc 2 was writing down the name of an album, and that's why he went all quiet.
His spoken word album. Two uninterrupted moments with Doc Ezra.
Well, did he?
That sounds about right.
Did he get called?
What are you talking about?
You said this guy. Well, someone's going to get called for slicing, did he?
No.
Okay.
But it's typically the Red Wing.
Wow.
And that's your sports update. Thank you. Can you please continue with your sports updates on Weekend Justice?
Don't you just love it when it goes nowhere?
I know. Wait, hang on. I'm writing this down. We need to have this for next time. The Doc Ezra sports update. I think it's great. Did somebody win the game today, Doc? Yeah. And that's your sports update.
Speaking of which, Doc. Doc.
Yes.
What are sports?
What are sports?
I think you said
to go outside to understand, Ken.
Did you say water sports?
Hey, that sounds like a field trip for your spork.
Doc.
Yes.
What is this outside you speak of?
It's a myth. Don't listen to him.
Doc.
Yes, Ken. I feel like I'm driving a 5-year-old to Disney World. Are we there yet? Doc. Yes.
What you doing?
Nothing, Ken.
Doc. Doc.
You gotta keep doing that until you catch me having the embolism. Is that it?
Doc.
Ken is the embolism.
Hey, Doc.
He is.
Doc.
He's gonna kill me.
Doc.
That's a good name for a super villain. The embolism.
Doc, shut up, Scott. Doc. Doc.
Doc. Yes, Ken.
What you doing now?
Ignoring
and
you.
And that's another. And there's another episode of Obsessive Needy Webmasters.
Hold on.
I'm holding.
End scene.
It was kind of obscene, awesome. If you ask me.
We had to justify that community theater grant that we got.
Oh yeah.
Which, yeah, that's going to happen.
Waiting for Doc Space.
Up with forks.
You know, Widge, when we applied for
that
special needs community theater grant?
Yeah.
Scott, you were the one who clinched it for us.
Well, yeah, considering what I've been doing recently, that makes sense.
Coffee present.
You know what? You really don't have to explain that one.
What he's done, though, he wasn't convicted for, so it's okay.
Exactly.
Although, Doc,
something happened to the witness. I don't know.
I'm still interested in getting an answer from Doc.
On?
About?
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Watching a hockey game. I thought I made that clear.
Yeah, but that's can't.
Hey, Tuffley, you know what?
Hmm.
If somebody were to get hit really hard, they might suffer some brain damage.
It's possible.
Yes.
Yeah.
Doc?
Points for you.
Doc?
Points for you.
Doc?
Quick, somebody figure out a way to work animals in.
Doc?
So I meant to ask you, which, right?
Doc? Doc? Hey, Doc.
Is this going somewhere, Ken, or is this a lot like the rest of your ideas?
Oh, this is going to be great in 2 hours when he gets to near far.
Doc.
I've seen somebody play that game with a large number of people on acid. That was highly entertaining.
Doc.
I want an entire podcast about that.
Doc.
Just answer him.
Doc.
Well, I've said what like a dozen times. He just keeps babbling.
What's Tuffley doing right now?
Not building a desk.
Doc.
And apparently
that was a
not.
Very nice callback.
And apparently he's not watching SNL.
Who can
blame
him?
Are many reasons not to watch SNL. It has nothing to do with my morning jacket.
Yeah.
I think we really did a very good job on that scene, everyone.
Yes.
I was particularly proud of Doc.
Dennis Wofford would be proud.
The rest of you will not be asked back.
Damn
it. God.
How long is this going?
It's like, you know what it is, Doc? It's Cormac McCarthy's Waiting for Godot.
That sounds about right, yeah. When's the guy coming with the air gun to hit me in the head with a bolt?
Not soon enough.
No, not nearly soon enough.
Hit the head with a spork, a nice titanium spork.
That death would be too quick.
Yeah, very true.
We've now officially made this the Sissacast.
The what cast?
The Sissacast.
Is that a Sisyphus reference?
Yes, it was a Sisyphus reference.
Okay, just checking.
Who's the rock?
No, it wasn't. I made particularly sure I didn't call the Sissacast.
Too many responses. Brain shutting down.
Can you reboot? Doc?
Doc. I'm trying. God.
Doc? Can we make him better? Stronger? Faster?
I don't think we have the technology.
But we have the money.
No. Absolutely not.
No, we don't have the money.
God damn it.
Can't we just get his parts comped?
Can we salvage anything from him?
Trying to think of what organs might still be in usable shape.
I don't know. With all the caffeine in them, I bet they're still running.
Doesn't ThinkGeek.com have anything that will help us?
I don't think a USB port would give us enough power.
Not even a USB 2.
But
it makes the TARDIS noise. It's great.
But it would be able to show the constellations on the ceiling through his eyes.
You can do that now.
I know, but it's always Taurus with you.
Well, Ford paid me a lot for that.
Tennessee
anyway.
Ernie.
That's right, Tennessee Ernie. Sweet.
And what do you get?
What do I get? Not a spork. That's what I get.
You're not special.
I know. We established Scott's the special one. He's why we got the grant.
I'm curious as to what the score is now.
1-0 Detroit.
There's your sports update. Thank you, Doc.
You're welcome.
Now, what sport
listeners? Listeners zero. No, sorry.
I'm sorry. What was that, Ken?
What sport was this again?
Hockey.
Haven't you been paying attention, Ken?
No.
God.
Wrong
with you.
Dumb question.
I'm still waiting for us to start.
Ken is special.
I thought you were waiting for us to finish.
Yes. He vacillates back and forth.
I've now lapped myself.
That's disgusting.
Ew. Even I wouldn't do that.
Only because you're not playing.
Scott, really, honestly, Scott, I don't think there's anything you wouldn't do.
Well.
You know what? That was the first time you've actually been in the same time frame as us.
Hang on. I'm writing this down for the agenda. Scott's moment of self-awareness.
Also note, Scott fully
I'm doing in the latest. Considering I'm doing the latest Faust show, yeah, that's pretty much true.
Wait, no, I'm crossing that out, putting epiphany. Scott's epiphany of self-awareness. Oh, that's
like
worth the price admission.
Right. In your brain.
Wow. We're going to call it the Scott's Epiphany.
Scott's
wow,
Epiphany?
The best episode of Dr. Phil ever.
Is there such a thing?
All right. So let's start moseying towards wrapping up here.
Moseying.
I'm moseying towards Bethlehem.
Yeah, because I think right. All your problems come from a lack of self-awareness.
What
you
we've got here
realize
is
that you're stupid.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Great. I'm going to take advice from a former jury consultant. Great.
You are what us fake doctors call retarded.
And you are what us fake patients call an asshole.
Luckily, I got something to prescribe for you.
Oprah's money?
Yeah, what?
I don't know. I'm just going to make up something, and I find that the pharmacist will just fill it.
Well, he scrawls down on a piece of paper, and the pharmacist just interprets it, right?
As long as it ends with zine, they seem to fill it.
It's like throwing runes.
Sometimes, right. Sometimes they'll just hand you a magazine.
A magazine in a cup? What?
A little plastic cup? What?
Wow.
And the secret,
curious,
of how we get a budget for Need Coffee is revealed.
Which I'm really curious. What was your original conception of what this podcast would be?
I have no idea.
Pretty much this.
No,
yeah.
Originally, what was Weekend Justice supposed to be?
Weekend Justice was supposed to be something entertaining for people to listen to while they were on their way to work on Friday mornings.
Now that you've failed at that, what is your reconceptualization of what this is going to be?
Something entertaining for us to do on Wednesday night.
There you go. It is just going to be basically the equivalent of a Dragon Con panel, which means it is a running clusterfuck.
I just love how Doc said that supposedly enthusiastic statement with no enthusiasm whatsoever.
Yeah, it sounds just like you, Ken.
It's just something fun to do on Wednesday night. Well,
this is my entertained voice.
I can vouch for that. That is his entertained voice.
Wow, I kind of feel sorry for Dindrin.
Someday, Ken, you two will have a wife to take cheap shots at. Or maybe not. But
all he's got
wait,
is
we're talking about Ken here. You have met him, haven't you?
I have.
Yeah, unless you can get the wife comped, I don't think it's going to be happening anytime soon.
Oh.
Don't be
from
so
Mattel.
Hey, do you think you could get one of those real dolls comped? That could work for Ken.
No, wait a minute. I've got it. What we could do is you could request one of those humping dog USBs from ThinkGeek. That would do it for you, Ken, right?
Yes, ThinkGeek.com.
Am I Christmas shopping for Scott?
No, he's got a sport.
Exactly.
It's a spoon, a fork, and a friend.
Yeah, just use it to pop the eye out, and then you... Oh, never mind.
It is dishwashable, isn't it?
I don't know, Scott. Is it?
Oh, yes.
Scott could probably tell you if it stains or not. By
the
way...
Are we moseying toward the end here?
Only because Doc would use a titanium spork in perhaps the same way that Dr. Benway would.
By the way, you can get that titanium spork. Where, Widge?
That would be at ThinkGeek.com.
Purveyors of fine titanium spork products.
And a large variety of useless USB devices.
Well, useless, it depends on whether or not you got a wife.
Now, please, you tell me at least one of those that's useless.
One of which?
The lava lamp. Don't they have a lava lamp?
They have a lava lamp.
That's the definition of useless.
I mean, if you're going to have a lava lamp, have a goddamn lava lamp. That's what I'm saying.
Well, Doc, some people want to set the mood.
What mood is that exactly?
And again, some people don't have wives.
And they may not have
a lava lamp.
All right, so now is the time.
Where we dance!
Yes.
Oh, that'll make this podcast much more interesting.
What, dancing? German dancing?
Why German dancing?
Because I thought he was doing a Sprockets reference.
Exactly. Try to keep up, Ken.
You didn't
watch slinging those kettle references around, Pot.
You didn't do the German accent, though.
That's because I don't do accents well.
I thought I didn't need to. I thought you would get it, but obviously I was wrong. You're just
actually, I want to hear
come
you
on,
do the German.
Come on, step up. I offended
do
you.
Do the German
come
accent
on.
Now, John. Come on. Wedge, do the German accent.
I can't do a German accent.
Try it.
I can't.
We'll determine whether you can do it or not.
Talent. Come on, damn you.
Give the people what they want.
Whoa, what did Doc just do?
What did I do? I didn't do anything.
Who just said that?
Said which?
Yeah, that was me.
You sounded just like Doc Tuffley.
Wow.
So Tuffley trying to be German sounds like Doc?
Yeah.
No.
Somehow I find it completely unsurprising.
He said sounding truly completely unsurprised.
But I think most of Doc's speaking style comes from the fact that he's had the gun in his mouth for the past 40 minutes.
Haven't we all?
Not me.
He's had the spork in his mouth.
Yeah, the spork in his mouth. Okay, sorry.
I hope it's the spork.
All right, so now...
No, come on. German.
What?
German accent, come on.
Bring it toward the death march, come on.
All right, fine. I'll do some German for you.
I can't believe you made that reference.
What?
No, not you, Tuffley. You bring on the death march when he's about to do a German accent. You insensitive bastard.
Well, what's he going to try to do? Somebody? He's going to try to do Clink from Hogan's Heroes. Dear God.
You fuck, get out of my brain! That was fucking frightening.
I know nothing.
I know nothing.
Come on, I just did it. I'll be your Schultz. No, Schultz did I Know Nothing.
That's
Schultz did that.
Oh, well, fine then. I haven't watched Hogan's Heroes. I've been watching Flash Gordon. Hogan's Heroes is on the TiVo.
Colonel Clink went, Hogan! Come on, you can do it now. Come on.
Which one am I doing?
You'll do Colonel Clink, I'll do Sergeant Schultz, and the rest of you... Okay, Doc, you're Richard Dawson.
The rest of us will sit here and wonder, wow, how did this all end up so contrived?
Tuffley, you're Hogan. And,
hey, don't need a video camera.
I was about to say, can't we make Scott Hogan? It makes a lot more sense.
Scott can be the escape tunnel.
No, he cannot.
So Tuffley, you're Hogan, and you've just come to tell Colonel Clink that the latest prisoners just escaped.
No, my picks this week.
we will do this.
What are we doing, Ken?
Director Ken?
No,
I don't think we are. No, we're not doing this, Ken. Shut up. Okay.
This is the best podcast theater ever.
Oh, my God.
Okay. I found an interesting book that I think...
we never asked you!
Yeah, we're not doing this. Ken, where are you?
Hang on. Wait a minute.
Stop.
Ken, you're absolutely right. Scott, what's your pick for this week?
This is why we can't do fun things.
This is
we can't do
done for
fun things because of you. Because
that's
you're
why
not
the sport loves you, Ken.
No,
Ken,
you know what? You know what? You know what? Fine.
Ken, you were adopted.
Sponsoring this episode.
You know what? Honestly, when it comes to this podcast, best news you've told me.
ThinkGeek.com, your dollar is hard at work.
Highest fork.
It's going to be great because next episode, ThinkGeek will pay us not to reference them at all.
Really, that was our plan.
I know.
They're going to send you a note going, since when the hell did we start selling Hogan's Heroes? What?
Now,
they do. They have a Hogan's Heroes USB powered bobblehead.
Bobblehead.
Oh Jesus!
Hogan's hat USB port.
Hogan.
Yes.
Hogan.
Isn't it wonderful that one of the Titanic struggles of our century is reduced to a damn stupid sitcom?
Are you talking about this podcast?
Yes.
I wish. I wish it was that good.
So Scott, what is your pick for this week?
Okay, book. It's a book on, it's called The Fruit Handler, Fruit Hunters. Shut up.
The Fruit Handler?
No, called The Fruit Hunters. It's about, I know, bad title, I agree. But, no, it's about the,
would you like to caress my mango?
Try the peach.
How about tweaking? How would you like to tweak my star fruit?
Well, kind of.
How about a plum?
That's an admission I didn't need to hear.
Oh my god! And the podcast craters.
And unseen. Okay.
Yes. It's on the people who try to find new fruit for us to for our jaded palates. You know, they go into the various tropical regions, try to find, you know, the next kiwi fruit or star fruit or stuff like that. And it looks very interesting.
Well, that's not nearly as interesting as the innuendo.
Well, no,
is it ever?
It never is.
Of course not.
And no one got a melon joke at all. That's weird.
Well, it's me.
No. Well, we are talking about Scott here, so...
Well, that's true, yeah.
Well, that's what I think. It's me.
Okay, so, Doc, do you have a pick for us?
And you have to top the previous one.
No way.
I can't possibly do that, no. What? The game front... About the only thing on the game front this week is Lego Indiana Jones, which is, if the previous... series of games based on the Star Wars franchise, as any indication, ought to be pretty solid stuff.
Unlike the movie.
Well,
which
it only covers
the
first three. The game didn't even venture into those waters. It stuck to the original trilogy.
Well, there you go.
It knew better.
All right, so Tuffley, what have you got?
Oh, a couple of things. On the music front, I have Portishead's third album called Third. Very clever. Very interesting take. They change up the trip hop of the last couple of records, and they add in some acoustics. Very nice stuff. I also have the new CD from Al Green, which is called Lay It Down. On the opposite end of the spectrum, Al Green's Lay It Down, really good classic sounding record. Questlove put it together. One of the co-producers on that from Questlove.
Wait, classic as in like a full symphony?
No, it sounds a bit more like the classic Al Green albums of the 70s. He tried to go a little modernized.
So you're saying more orchestrated soul as opposed to synthesized soul?
Yeah, something like that. So it was really nice listen. So that's that. On the video game front, I would like to mention that Katamari Damacy has been reissued for PS2 for... Everyone who ignored it the first time, it's a really good game to get. Very Japanese, very addictive, it's fun.
Did they re-release it at the bargain price?
They did, in fact.
Awesome.
So now it's cheap, so go get it.
Okay, cool.
Like Ken.
Ken, do you have anything apart from the titanium spork that you would like to recommend?
I was leaving that to you.
Oh, no, I've got a recommendation. So please, take it if you like.
And besides Hogan's Heroes on DVD.
Right.
Let's see. Booster Gold, 52 pickup. First trade paperback from the new Booster Gold series that actually is an enjoyable comic, which is a rarity.
Ooh, nice.
Wait. Ken,
and
you actually enjoyed something?
What?
You actually enjoyed something?
Yeah, how fan-fucking-tastically rare is that, huh? Go buy the fucking
thing. I know.
Now do you see why I lower expectations so far down that if I like something, it's a fucking revelation. So go buy it.
Okay, record label, if you're listening, send Ken one copy of the Portishead CD, please.
Yeah, no.
All right. So my pick then is the film I just did a review of, Tarsem's The Fall. If it is playing somewhere near you, I recommend you see it. It's absolutely fascinating. I'm as I mentioned in my review, I'm glad that he's back after The Cell, which was visually amazing, and The Fall is just as visually amazing, and is a good film to boot. So,
you thought The Cell was a good film?
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Hmm.
Ah, there we are. That's the Ken we all know and despise.
No Jennifer Lopez joke. Interesting. Not even going there. That's great.
Yeah. No, it was a heavily FX'd Dreamscape, but I was okay with that.
Yeah.
Because I thought it was visually amazing, and I liked Vince D'Onofrio.
But it had
But it had what?
It was basically an effects reel.
Yeah, I'm okay with that, as long as it's the good effects reel.
Okay.
Yep.
Lowered expectations.
Yeah, exactly. Hello.
That's pretty much Ken All Over, isn't it?
Yes, that's my own Dickens novel.
Ken All Over?
No, Lowered
Expectations.
Ew.
That's not a Dickens novel, okay?
It's Anne Rice writing as... No, wait.
No, she's all Christian shit now.
Dude, that's Bachman.
Yeah, Dickens is too much of an optimist to write it correctly.
Yeah, it might be. It's certainly not Bachman Turner Overdrive.
Dickens had far more faith in the human spirit than I did. I kept telling him, no. People are much more scummier than you make them. In fact,
no,
you know what? Honestly,
why
go to a second
Ken.
City?
Like
Tale
Dickens,
of one
only
city
not
is more
as
than
optimistic.
Enough.
Like Dickens, only not as optimistic. That's great.
The second city was just redundant.
Okay, record company, if you're listening, send him the entire fucking catalog of Portishead, please.
Yeah, no.
What, are you trying to kill the man?
Does Portishead have any honky-tonk piano in it?
Nope, it should.
Oh, God, not that thing again.
Actually, no, I think it'd be great. A band that's nothing but honky-tonk piano covers of Portishead tunes.
And Radiohead.
And Radiohead. There you go.
That actually is probably
done
10 times better already.
That's what I want to hear. I want to hear that trip. Pop Goes Radiohead.
What we can call it is just call it, the name of the band is Anything Head. So you can have Talking Heads, Portishead, Radiohead.
Or Happy Shiny Depression.
Buckethead. There you go. Anything here?
Anyway, Happy Shiny Depression is R.E.M.
No, only the past couple of albums.
They're still making albums? What a shame.
I know they hurt you so, Ridge.
I know. All right.
And
not
a good way.
No, not definitely not. So okay, I think we've beat this to death. Isn't it great? That we took a week off, that we could come back refreshed and really just make even less sense.
No, and
brought to you by ThinkGeek.com.
Yeah. What? What was that, Doc?
I said mission accomplished.
There you go.
Spork.
That's just. This is going to be called the Spork episode.
Bring the birdie, spork.
And on that note,
you're
that
sweetest.
That was when we all say goodbye.
Goodbye.
I'd like to wish you a good evening.
Fucking hell.
I'd like to welcome you all to this edition of Weekend Justice.
And we're out. That's the only thing, Tuffley, we should have said at the beginning, you know, so we've done the loop, you know, isn't this where we came in? And then it would have been totally Floyd.
That would have been great.
Fuck, if only we thought of that.
Doc?
Really? That was rehearsal? Wow.
Doc?
Yes, Ken.
Is it over?
I think it might be.
Thank you.